The West End Gallery, on the corner of Broad and View Street, will be closing its doors after 30 years on April 27, 2024. Visitors are invited to their final annual garden collection, which runs until April 27. We sincerely hope you will stop by and share some fond memories of our time in Victoria. We intend to make this event unforgettable with the surprise release of artwork from some of our most influential artists, said the owners, the Houdin family, in a press release. One of the star highlights will be the piece Breath of Life by Jeanette Saroy. As a colored pencil artist, Jeanette Saroy aims to create drawings that showcase the beauty, wonder, and connection we share with the natural world. This latest work is a diptych that depicts life-sized peonies drawn with meticulous attention to detail and vibrant colors that evoke a sense of wonder and tranquility. The inspiration for this project came from Saroy's visit to a local garden store and her captivation by the intricate layers and hues of the peonies on display. The work is a tapestry of textures, with variation from the velvety smoothness of the petals to the almost tactile quality of the leaves. It's in the details that Breath of Life truly sings. The textures of the petals are captured with realism, and the lush reds and soft pinks of the colored pencil create a sensory experience. The end result is a testament to the 850 hours the artist dedicated to this piece, patiently layering, blending and perfecting it. Saroy is a Canadian artist, like the other artists that West End Gallery has served over the years. The West End Gallery has been more than just a space for art. It has been home to memories, achievements, and the celebration of Canadian talent. As we prepare for this transition, we are immensely proud of our impact and the connections we've fostered in the beautiful city of Victoria, BC, the press release said. Thank you for being a part of our story. Here's to continuing this remarkable journey, filled with more art, inspiration, and the deep, enduring connections that art brings to our lives. Visit westendgalleryltd.com for more. Read more. Longstanding Victoria Gallery closing doors after 30 years. Sheila Davis, Twitter pated, oil on paper, 48 by 48 in. Courtesy The Avenue Gallery. The Avenue Gallery proudly introduces Ontario painter Sheila Davis, whose vibrant artworks reflect over 26 years of professional experience and a deep connection to natural landscapes. Davis's dynamic brushstrokes capture the essence of lively environments, enticing viewers to explore texture and temperature in her pieces. An elected member of the Society of Canadian Artists, the Ontario Society of Artists, and a senior signature member of the Federation of Canadian Artists, Davis's work has been featured in magazines, on television, and is in private and corporate collections globally. Jeff Searle, medium vase with knob top, Raku, 11.5 by 8.5 by 8.5 in. Courtesy The Avenue Gallery. Displayed alongside are the works of renowned ceramicist Jeff Searle, whose meticulously crafted vases are created through a meticulous process. After firing, the vessels are enveloped in organic materials and metallic salts, fumed within a sagar for a unique finish imbued with the essence of the elements. With over 50 years of experience, Searle's innovative clay techniques place him at the forefront of ceramic artistry. Kimberly Keel, don't change your plans for a little rain. Number 1, oil on canvas, 20 by 20 in. Courtesy The Avenue Gallery. Additionally, Kimberly Keel's textured paintings celebrate the beauty of everyday moments, inviting viewers to immerse themselves in her enchanting world of joy and energy. I paint as an expression of joy and energy. It is pure delight to squeeze out huge piles of oil paint, squish it around, have it blend, meld, combine. To go from a blank, white canvas to one filled with brilliant, glorious color. There is a huge sense of satisfaction in that, Keel has said. Visit theavenuegallery.com for more. Read more. We're just really curious. Victoria Artists Experiment with Repurposed Arta. Why? Jackson, Street Tight, Quebec. Oil on board, 8.5 by 10.5 in, 1928. Courtesy Madrona Gallery. From March 30 to April 20, Madrona Gallery will display historic and post-war Canadian art with an opening reception March 30, from 1 to 3 p.m. This yearly exhibition features work from some of Canada's most celebrated artists. The collection includes work by Emily Carr, members of the Group of Seven, Ted Harrison, Marcel Farin, W.J. Phillips, David Blackwood, Takao Tanabe, and many others. Post-war art typically falls under the category of works created between 1945 and 1970 and includes different styles such as abstract expressionism, pop art, minimalism, and conceptual art, all artistic movements which fell in this time frame. Visit MadronaGallery.com for more. Frank Johnston, Montreal River, Algoma, gouache, 15x15.25 in, 1919. Courtesy Madrona Gallery, Jeanette Saroy, Breath of Life, courtesy West End Gallery.